Hey, welcome. In this lesson, I'm going to walk you through building a soda-style uplifter riser in Ableton Live 12 aimed at jungle, old-school D&B vibes. This is an intermediate FX workflow, 4 layers, all using stock Live devices, grouped into an instrument or audio rack with macro control so you can automate a tight 8 to 16 bar build that sits with Amen-style drum fills. Start by setting your project tempo. Jungle D&B usually sits between 165 and 175 BPM. I'll use 170 BPM as an example. What you're building? A 4-layer uplifter. 1. A pitched synth sweep using Wavetable with pitch automation. 2. A high-frequency noise sweep using Sampler and auto-filter. 3. A tonal spectral body using Sampler or Wavetable processed with Corpus or Resonator. 4. An ambient grain or reverse tail using a reversed audio clip and grain delay. Everything lives in a rack with 4 chains and 4 main macros. Macro 1 for global pitch up, macro 2 for filter cutoff, macro 3 for noise level, and macro 4 for reverb send. The goal is coordinated pitch movement, brightening harmonics, stereo motion, and a structure that complements Amen fills across the last 8-16 bars before a drop. Step by step. First, project prep. Create 2 return tracks, RV for reverb, set size around 60%, decay 2.5 to 6 seconds depending on taste, dry slash wet on the return at about 20%, and DLY for delay, use echo in tape or ping pong style, sync to 1/8 or 1/16 dotted. Name them RV and DLY. Then create a new MIDI track called Soda Uplifter Rack and insert an instrument rack. Layer 1. Pitched synth sweep. Drop Wavetable into chain 1 and rename it synth sweep. Use 2 saw oscillators, set unison to 4/8 voices and attune modestly, around 10-20% spread. Put a low pass filter, ladder or state variable, with initial cutoff around 800 Hz and moderate resonance. Slow the amp envelope, attack between 40 and 120 milliseconds, release long, 800 to 1500 ms. Add pitch movement, either use Wavetable's internal pitch envelope, or a top-of-chain MIDI pitch device. Target a rise of roughly plus 12 to plus 24 semitones over the riser. Map the filter cutoff and pitch amount to rack macros. Macro 1 equals pitch up, macro 2 equals cutoff. Layer 2. Noise sweep. Create chain 2 called noise sweep. Use Sampler loaded with white noise or generate noise in Wavetable. Place auto filter after Sampler set to low pass, 12 or 24 dB, starting with a high cutoff around 5-8 kHz. Follow with EQ 8 and gently boost 8-12 kHz by 2-4 dB for sizzle. Map auto filter cutoff to macro 2 so the synth and noise brighten together. Control the crescendo with either track volume automation or map the chain volume to macro 3 equals noise level. Layer 3. Tonal spectral body. Chain 3 is tonal body. Use Wavetable or Sampler to create a sustained tonal element. Insert corpus or resonator after the instrument and find a resonant frequency in the 200-1000 Hz range, tuning by ear to add harmonic movement. Add a subtle frequency shifter at plus 0.1 to plus 1 Hz for motion and a touch of saturator for warmth. Map the resonator frequency or frequency shifter amount to macro 1 so it rises with the pitch. Layer 4. Ambient grain and reverse tail. Chain 4 is grain slash reverse. Drop a reversed cymbal or short pad clip, or reverse a crash if you don't have a reversed sample. Warp mode can be complex pro. Transpose if needed. Insert grain delay with sync at 1/8, grain size around 715 ms, spray small, and dry slash wet between 30-50% to add texture without smearing everything. Increase the RV send for this chain so it swells into the reverb tail. Map clip transpose or chain volume to macro 4 or a dedicated macro 4 labeled ambience level, if you prefer. Balancing, macros and global controls. Set chain gains so the rack peaks around minus 6 to minus 3 dB. Use utility for per chain gain staging. Map macros as follows. Macro 1. Global pitch up. Map Wavetable pitch envelopes, sampler transpose and clip transpose. Limit range to about 0 to plus 18 semitones for an 8 bar riser or up to plus 24 for 16 bars. Macro 2. Filter cutoff. Map Wavetable and auto-filter cutoffs from roughly 200-400 Hz up to 10-14 kHz. Macro 3. Noise level. Map chain volume of the noise chain. Min can be in for minus 40 dB. Max around unity. Macro 4. Reverb send. Map the send amount to RV per chain. Min 0% to max 60-70% on the return send. On the rack output, add utility and push width to 120-140% for stereo spread. then a glue compressor with a soft knee for slight glue, threshold around minus 12 dB, ratio 2:1, and end with a limiter for safety. Automation and arrangement. Place this rack so it occupies the last 8-16 bars before a drop. Automate macro 1 pitch up from 0 to plus 12 plus 24 semitones across the build. For classic soda feel, make the last 2 bars accelerate. A steeper rise of plus 6 plus 12 semitones in those final bars works well. Automate macro 2 cutoff to open a little faster than pitch so brightness leads tension. Macro 3 should follow an exponential curve, low early, rapidly increasing in the final 4 bars. Macro 4, send more to reverb toward the end. A jump in the last bar gives a long tail. Add a volume crescendo across the track of about plus 3-6 dB, or automate utility gain. Add rhythmic motion in the last few bars, an auto filter, with an LFO sync to 1/8 or 1/16 in sidechain mode, or quick tremolo clips to create per bar gating that locks to amen fills. Remember to high pass the riser between 100-200 Hz. 150 Hz is a good starting point for jungle, to protect the sub. Variation and chain selector. Create alternate chains, heavier noise, more pitch, reversed only, and use the chain selector to switch textures across the build. Automate chain selector to step through chains over bars 9-16 for evolving timbre, without new clips. Final polish. If CPU becomes an issue, freeze or bounce the rack to audio. Use utility or EQ to notch frequencies that clash with snare energy, a narrow dip around 200-400 Hz if needed. Put a short transient or impact on a separate track at the drop so you can shape resolution independently. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't overpitch. Avoid extreme ranges like plus 36 semitones. Plus 12 to plus 24 is musical and believable. Don't let the low end clash. Always high pass the riser. Don't make everything wide all the time. Keep low slash mid content more centered. Don't overwhet reverb early. Increase reverb later in the build so definition remains. If CPU spikes, freeze or convert to audio. Pro tips. Automating rack macros is faster and safer than automating many device parameters. Use tempo sync LFOs for rhythmic wobble and a subtle frequency shifter for Doppler metallic sheen. Use mid/side EQ to keep low mids mono and push airy highs to the sides. Save multiple bounced versions at different pitch and points so you can audition quickly. May practice exercise. Build an 8-bar uplifter at 170 BPM with these requirements. 1 wavy-double pitched layer rising plus 12 semitones over 8 bars. 2 noise sweep and simpler with cutoff automating from 2 kHz to 12 kHz. 3 grain delay on a reversed cymbal for texture. 4 map pitch and cutoff to 2 macros and automate across the 8 bars. Export the riser and drop it before a 1 bar amen fill into a drop. If it masks snares, add a 150 Hz high pass. Recap. You've built a 4-layer soda uplifter inside an Ableton rack. Mapped macros for coordinated pitch, cutoff, noise and reverb. Automated them across an 8-16-bar build, and learned mixing, stereo and arrangement tricks to make the riser sit with amen-style drum fills. Keep the riser high-passed, avoid overpitching, and use macro grouping and freezes for efficient iteration. The controlled chaos of coordinated motion and independent noise/reverb gives that old-school jungle energy, while staying mix-friendly. That's it. Load Live 12. Follow the steps, and have fun making the riser breathe with your amen edits.